Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number's forecast for the full moon that's coming up on November 27th, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading to take a look at your own numerology and your year ahead forecast or anything else you want to take a look at, you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Also, this is a great time to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond forecast to take a look at what energies may be presenting for you in the year of 2024. So let's go ahead and take a look at the forecast for the full moon on November 27th. Life path six. So this full moon for you all, you're going to be working with your own energy. It's bringing in the energy of the six. Also, you're going to be working with the vibration or the energy of camel. That's your animal wisdom message for this full moon. And it's interesting for some of you, because the full moon can often signify something coming to completion, some kind of culmination, seeing the sort of reaping the harvest, you know, reaping what you've sown type thing. So something coming in that you've been working towards. And the reason why I say that specifically for you all is because of camel energy. This is an energy that sort of requires sort of dedication and consistency and sort of conserving your energy for the long haul. So what this kind of tells me is there might be something that you have been working on and continually showing up for and putting a lot of effort and time and energy and resources into to build or to create. And it could be a relationship as well. But you're finally seeing the rewards of that effort. You're finally seeing things come to culmination or, again, being able to sort of reap what you've sown. And so that can be really, really powerful, especially if it's something that you felt like the end was never coming or like you weren't getting a lot of return of investment for your energy put forth. So for instance, like you may, let's say that you own a business, you might see like an influx of clients come through at this time to show sort of the reward for your efforts of building that business. Because sometimes that can take time, right? But there is something here that with camel energy, that you've been through the desert, you've been sort of committed to whatever this is, you've been putting in a lot of energy and resources and effort, and maybe you haven't really, you know, found your oasis yet, but this full moon has the potential to bring that in for you. And it's likely going to be aligned with, parts of yourself. So things that are aligned with sort of your journey, your life path, your purpose, so to speak. So it's definitely going to be something that's required a lot of work, and you're finally seeing the rewards of that. On the flip side of that, for some of you with camel energy coming through at this full moon, it can kind of signify that there's some kind of long trek or project that you're going to be committing to, or that some seeds that you're going to be planting that are going to require your commitment, dedication, and seeing it through to completion, no matter how difficult. And again, it has to be something that feels very aligned with you. So if an opportunity presents itself around this time, and usually, you know, with the full moon, it can be a period of, you know, a couple weeks after the full moon that we sort of continue to feel the energies, and it's most potent usually around the full moon. So for those of you who haven't necessarily been invested in something or working towards something that's been taking a lot of your energy, resources, etc., pay attention to what comes in for you around this full moon, because for you all, it could be that you're meant to start something at this time. But again, I would say make sure that it's aligned, make sure that it is, it's not something that you feel obligated to do, because whatever this is going to require a lot of time and energy, resources, and dedication. But if it's aligned, it will 1000% be worth it, because it can lead to a very abundant harvest. But again, it's going to take you showing up, being committed, and being in it for the long haul. And so again, you can kind of think of this as like a quest that you're going on, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in, you know, business or just, or with yourself. You might be starting some kind of new program or physical health, physical, spiritual, mental health program that you have to commit to that will help you to sort of step into your own higher octave through the work that you put into it. That is very possible, actually. So yeah, I would say just pay attention to what comes in and just know that it's really going to ask you to check in with yourself, with your heart center, to make sure that it feels aligned for you, to make sure that you're not saying yes to whatever this is out of obligation, because that's going to quickly lead to resentment, or that'll quickly lead to you sort of losing your steam. This is definitely something that either you are completing that you've been in for the long haul, or you're about to embark on that you'll be in for the long haul. So this can absolutely have to do with relationships as well. So if there's a relationship that has kind of gone astray, or it's kind of felt like it's, you know, it's starting to not work, or it hasn't been working, if you're starting something new around this time, meaning like you could go to couples therapy, or you could really sit down and have those honest conversations with each other and truly try to work through it. Because this doesn't necessarily feel like energy that's coming to completion, although the full moon can sometimes signify that. For you all, this really feels like you starting something, like embarking on a journey, or again, reaping the rewards of the journey that you've just been on. But so if it's around a relationship, it could be something again where it's going to require your investment. It's going to require your commitment and your dedication and showing up and all of those things, right? And committing to it for the long haul and figuring out what that looks like. So that's very, very possible. Not saying that that you know, that's not for everybody. Some of you may be ending a connection or something like that. And that's fine if that is what feels right for you. But with anything that shows up for you around this time that's asking you to commit to it, I would say definitely first check in with yourself, make sure it feels aligned for sure, because this is definitely something that's going to, just require a lot from you in a good way. But you just have to be prepared for that. So powerful energy. Hope it's a good one. Take care, sixes. Bye for now.